Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Bumalay Shaitan Rajin, Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Ashadu ilah ilaha illallah. Ashadu ilah ilay Muhammad Rasulullah. We only bear witnesses, we testify there is no God but one God, whose proper name is Allah. Allah means the creator of this creation. He is the one who lives and never dies. He is the one who gave man, the human being, his start. He the one who ends the start. And that called the end of the testing that we had to go through on this earth. So all praise are due to Allah, the Lord, cherishes all the world. We are Muslims. We're fasting in the month called the month of Ramadan. We're fasting from 29 to 30 days. This is all people were told to fast. And this fast that we have is to put discipline in our life. In a wicked world like we live in, you must have discipline or you will stray away from the right path. But we here tonight, my name is Abdul Akbar. and my wife, Daya Akbar, we are co-host workers here, along with Sujah Muhammad, coming out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and Ms. White Karam, who will not be with us tonight. They are headed to the masthead to break their fast, to enjoy the festivities there, enjoying the beauty of breaking the fast here in America. And so we are here tonight to keep this truth rolling. The Blog Talk Radio Station coming out of California under the guidance of Amin Muhammad, sponsor of the Slam Muhammad STEM School. STEM School means they'll be coming to your neighborhood to educate your child in science and all the other things that it need, that the child could learn and be successful in this world, along with morals, because this school, we have to pray. We pray in the school. They like the public school. We took prayer out of school. We have to pray to the one who gave us our minds and our intelligence. And if we're not doing that, then we won't have a good mind, and our intelligence will soon be leaving us. So all praise are due to the one creator. We're here with the Block Talk Radio Station. We started late because we just left what we call dawah, propagation, calling people to the right understanding of what truth means or how truth helps the human being be a better human being. We just left that stage there out in the public talking to the people about one, the creator passing out our best book, called the Al-Quran, passing it out, and giving people an understanding that all religious books must be understood. And if they read them, they must read them and then ask God to bless them with the understanding. And Allah is more, only one qualified to bless us with the understanding. But we like to start off with a prayer tonight called Al-Fatiha. It means to open. We would like to open our talk with a prayer. All that Fatiha, first we would say it in the Arabic language, and then we would say it in the English translation. Humadi Shaitan Rajim, Bismillah Rahman Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbilai to me, Rahman Rahim, Maliki Omni Team, Iyakan Abudiakan Astaheen, Atin is the Rath of Mustakim, the Rath of the Dina Antor Lazim. Glory, McDougie, lay him while it dawning. I mean, we seek protection from with Allah from Satan, to reject an enemy, the outcast, with the name of God. Allah is most gracious, and Allah is most merciful. Allah is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Thee alone do we worship, and thy aid we seek. Allah, please continue to show us this great way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favors on, and not of those whose wrath is brought down, and not of those who go astray. Amen. We'd like to wish you again in the best of degrees. All of the prophets, major prophets, when they came among the people, they always greeted the people in peace. And that is the best greeting of the day here, and should be used all over America, because if any place that needs peace is here in America, especially among the African-American people, don't own anything of value. Don't hardly own anything. We have made everybody rich. So we want to pray to God and ask him to turn that around, that we come in to business for the sake of our children, to make our children equal and learn equal responsibility to the job of being a human being, of being America in America. They must have an understanding of responsibility. That's what freedom is all about, how responsible you can be. If you don't be responsible, you could be the very thing that God has trusted with, and that's freedom. So we pray for our children to come to the school, to the best school, because public schools right now maybe never have been, or maybe it could have been. Maybe sometimes some schools have been good schools. But the majority of schools, public schools, are raising and causing a lot of hoodlum to come out of those, and a lot of disrespectful young ladies to come out of the public school. Because once you take God out of something, everything that in that something will come down or fall down. And that's what the public school have done. The morals of the public schools is none. Huh? They had some good teachers there, but the good teachers cannot say a prayer. They cannot thank God for the life that they have, for the money they receive. So what good is a good school when you can't give credit to the creator of this creation? It's hypocritical school. It's a loser school. So why would you want to send your child to something that's already a loser? I went to the public school, but we had a little, maybe that's the reason I'm here tonight. We did have prayer in the school before they took it out. And I know they were praying to the wrong source. So praise be to Allah. We want to have schools that would help our children to save themselves, to be grateful, to be respectful and honorable. They can't, how you going to be honorable going to school, tattoo all on your body, cussing, talking about you in a gang, you in the crib, you in the blue, and you going to that kind of school, it's like trusting your child around a snake. You know these paws around a snake. You don't want your child going around a paws around a snake. Why? Because eventually that snake going to bite your child, and your child is going to become dead. And what I'm talking about dead, and the way the public schools are making them dead, they're making them morally dead, economically dead. Because if the public school was doing their job, if they were doing their job, our children would come out making jobs, not looking for a job. That was one of the reasons they brought us here to America, to look for a job, to work for somebody else. And that's what we're doing all across this country, working for somebody else. I don't care if you're a football player, a basketball player, you're a basketball player, and you're an entertainer for somebody else. You entertain them people, and as soon as you get hurt, as soon as you speak up like a man, they crucify you. They get rid of you. They cut your check. They fine you. You can't say nothing about certain people. Don't care how bad they are. You better not say nothing, or you'll lose that $1 million that they give you every year. So what kind of job is that? So we have to work, and we have to show our children the value of work, and to show them the value of working for themselves, owning their own business, making jobs. That's a blessing. That's a real blessing. Giving hundreds of people jobs, thousands of people jobs. That is a blessing. And Allah say he loves those who are doing right. If you making jobs for somebody, you are at least trying to do right. There was a man once said that there was two meanings. One man was a righteous man. He goes to work and come home, treat his wife right. He was just a righteous man. He worked, but he worked for somebody else. He go there and do what he told, and go home and take care of his family. What a good man. The other man is the man who owned the business. He owned the business. He don't treat his wife right. He's a cheater. He cursed. He said things he shouldn't say. He's a disrespectful person. But people love him. Why? They love him because he gives them a job. He called them to work. He paid them a good salary to deliver the goods throughout the country. When they deliver the goods, that man paid them off. They love and respect the man's name on the check that they have to sign to get their money. They respect him, honor, and do good by that man. Well, but the man that praise God, give in charity, and do everything, but he don't have no foundation. He got to work for the people that got foundation, and sometimes he has to work overtime. Sometimes he has to work so late they don't get off. And all this we have to look at. But what man do we want to be? We want to be the man that's no good but able to give jobs, or we want to be the man who's a good man. He help everybody, do the best he can. Yeah, we want to be him with benefits. We want to be him with a strategy of getting away from that, doing something for himself, making jobs for his family and him, making jobs for his friends, or trying to venture out and do something and visit bigger to cause people to have money in his pocket. That's what that man, that good righteous man, should be doing. As long as that good righteous man is not trying to do that, the evil and the wicked man will always get more people to work for him and to like him and respect him. No matter how bad or how low down he is, he will get respect because he's trying to. So that shoe that got to be put on also the righteous man, he have a responsibility and a duty. If he got more light than the man ain't doing nothing, he should be able to do more. And those with the light should be able to do more. Those without the light, we understand the blind lead the blind, and they all fall in the ditch. But the man that can see should make sure no one falls in the ditch. He should be able to lead them out of poverty, out of being broke, but lead them to prosperity. The man, and he can do that. That's what God promised. God said, which promise is the promise of truth. He promised you, and he do not fail you. Other Father promise you and they'll fail you. So Allah said he never failed in what he promised. So all praise is due to Allah. At 8:18, I will be breaking away to break my fast, to eat me some dates and bring me some water. But I will return in 10 minutes. Anybody who would like to, in the queue, would like to break their fast, and like to, while I break my fast, well, they can hold and talk on the mic and keep this show rolling. I would appreciate that. We will appreciate that. But if you, I know you got to break your fast, so let me know, can you hold down this for 10 minutes if I break that my fast? If you break your fast, I look for you to come back in 10 minutes, and that's what I promise. I'll be back in 10 minutes after I break my fast. But so we say all praise is due to Allah. Let's work together. That's one thing this fast teaching us, to work together. Today, I also had an opportunity to go with my sister out and help her clean out her gutter, working with my brother-in-law. And my brother-in-law is like a geeky. You can hardly understand half of the things he said. But he must have heard something. He come telling me, I like white people. I said, I like human beings. He said, you don't like white people? I said, go get me some and let me speak, and I like them. But right now, I haven't seen it. Oh, so if I go get some white people, you gonna respect them? I said, I respect every good person that respect me. Yeah, I said, but I ain't never seen no white person. I said, I've been looking, but I ain't seen none. I seen some pink and red people, but I never seen any white people. I never seen no man walk down the street white as snow. I never seen that. And that is a reality. And this is one of the things that make our Caucasian brothers drunk, also not only the image of the world, but to call them white. White means by Webster, who is the master of putting words together, will put the English language in what we call a dictionary. And this dictionary says white means pure, without blemish, honest, clean. And that means white. Then surely we don't have any white people in America or nowhere else. Because God didn't make none. God said, if you do right, according to the scripture, he said, if you do right, he'll wipe your soul white as snow, not your skin. The real you is inside the skin, and the skin is just a layer of flesh that makes you different from everybody else. It's a different lump of flesh. Even your fingerprints and my fingerprints are different. So Allah made us different so we can learn from each other, so we can best to get to know. No creature can get to learn each other or learn about each other better than the human being. I'm sure there's some birds, there's some animals, they can communicate with each other, but they will never learn everything they need to know that I can see about each other. But I know we can learn a lot from most human beings if they are well intelligent. They intelligent, we can learn a lot from them. But we can't learn much from a dog. So why should I call a dog my best friend? A dog good to let me know that somebody outside my door are coming to say that a dog is my best friend is a trick. Language is a language full of tricks. Allah is my best friend. My mother is my best friend. A dog is not going to lick his body apart, all his body, clean his body with his tongue, then lick me in face. My best friend would not do that. Would never do that. I would allow him as a dog to do that. So all praises are due to Allah. If anybody want to take turns with me and talking on this mic until the Ramadan fast is broke, please do match one and come into your queue, and I will put your mic on when I break away to make my fast. And you break away first and let me know you're going to break away and make your fast. I will yield to wait till you come back and to hold on to Mac, because this is important. We're moving all racial image out of the world is so important, because it's so important. It can help to make the world better. That's how important it is. It can kill racism. We can stop a whole lot of death that we see now in the world, with people calling the police on African-American people, and they trying to explain they got their human rights not to answer no question, and they go to jail. Yeah, they turn them loose, but look, that person a third time in jail. You know, lost a night or two in jail. Yeah, they going to turn them loose. Because they honor the Constitution, especially if you get a lawyer. They honor, you know, they don't want no problem with that. All these people say they live by the Constitution, especially the Republicans, who care less about the people and less about the Constitution than I see. If they care more about the people and care more about the Constitution, we would have these radical police officers who throwing old women, young women, teenagers, girls on the ground and hitting them with their fists. You know, they hit the female girl with their fists. the police off. They show it on Facebook, girl down at a party. And that's hitting her with a fist outside her head. Huh? You ain't supposed to hit no woman. A man ain't. And that's one of the things that many African Americans go to jail for hitting their wife, for cracking their wife. And they should. You shouldn't hit a flower. But there's a police hitting a flower, beating a woman with his fist. And we can't come together, seems like, and do nothing about it. But we can come together and complain about little silly stuff. But the real thing that we're not complaining about, we should keep our mouths shut. The important thing, we don't say nothing. Now, our street that we pay taxes for, I see that's a hole come in the street. We should pick the phone up and call the people that repair those things, the city, and let them know we got a hole in our street. Caucasian people do that, and right away they get fixed. We do it, and they drag. They care less. All this is displayed out in the public, wherever we go. You go in a bank, and a Caucasian come in there, and they try to work past, go past you and get that Caucasian and wait on that Caucasian before you, wait on you, and you spend there in line 15 minutes. Fear hard. That's racism at its best. Go past you and call the Caucasian. And you said something, oh, you're a troublemaker. I see you. That's what they said. I'm going to get to talk to you, like they are prison warden, and you the prisoner. But talk to the Caucasian like God had walked in. This got to stop. This got to, we have to stop this. We got to demand what is right. And Allah say he's with us when we do that. When you say, I don't want to cause no trouble, you done let trouble exist. And it's going to be his portion for your grandbaby, your grandson, your grandchild, your granddaughter. Yeah, you got to, when you see something evil, you got to hit it in the head before his eyes show. Not before his feet start showing. Hit it in the head right away. People respect you, and you talk intelligent enough, they respond to intelligence because everybody's suing somebody today because of racism, because of police brutality. They should call it terrorist brutality because we pay these people to protect and serve. They'll beat the hell out of us. So praise be to Allah. So anybody want to speak for about 10 minutes? Yeah, will you please? Because it's time for me to break my fast. I can smell the water. I can smell the date. It's time. The water going to taste like I ain't never had no carbon. I was working today. I've been on Dawa. Working at my sister's house on the roof, cleaning the gutters out. So I didn't sit down. I earned this thirst. And I'm telling you, bro, when you get thirsty like this, all your senses come alive. Your taste buds come alive. So, and then you be audible to say, Alhamdulillah, Allah Akbar, Allah is the greatest. Now Allah know what we need. So we here tonight to share with the world what we have. This, what we see wrong, This darkness that you see in America, it's all over the world. And like in our neighborhood, all these business could be considered as a gold mine. They tell you about a gold mine, you go in there and you harvest the gold. The gold is shining. You take the gold to the curtain, and the curtain gives you hundreds and thousands of dollars for the little nugget of gold. Huh? That's what he did. So these stoves in our neighborhood, it's like gold mine for the people that own them. But in our case, we don't own them. Somebody else owns them. And this got to stop. You can't be proud to walk. You say you're proud. You walk into a people's store and spend money with them that don't and never going to spend money with people that look like you. You are keeping and promoting the worst kind of racism that this world have given to us, or economic racism. You know, we got to stop that. Stop giving people money, stepping there. And now, like I was telling you today out there, how are you going to tell me you want the drug dealers go away and you see them every day and you don't complain, you don't try to get them out of your neighborhood? That's like seeing a poison rattlesnake. Children is out there playing. And you won't get rid of the rattlesnake. You won't buy a gun, won't buy a Quran to get rid of the rattlesnake. So your child get bit. You see your child drifting away towards all kind of crookedness, all kind of evilness. See your child heading to prison. And now when they give your child time, they give them enough time that they never come back again. They go in there and stay forever. What kind of people would do that? You gonna call those kind of people white people? Not me. I know God ain't made no white people. I've been looking for some. And what I get, if I got this from you, man, why is you being mom? God ain't made no white people. They've been carrying that drug around with them since America was probably made. And this has made them so high. And just like anything else that you drink or smoke make you high, it also make you low down. Also make you a bad person to be around. So, Daddy, what time you going to bring them? Okay, well, I'm ready. You know, don't delay it. So all praise to Allah. If anybody else want to break the fast or want to talk to how to break my fast, all you got to do is match one and come into your queue, come into the queue, and I will turn your mic on and I will break my fast and I'll come back and let you break your fast. However you want to break yours first, I'll wait on you to come back. But we have to work together. This is the unity that we talk about we should have. Working together. Only want to look good. Okay, thank you.
Good day. Yeah, it was cool. Yeah, I was going to say good morning.
Thank you. I'm sorry to do to a lot, but you know what? I'm going to get a drink. It's good. Cold bottle of water. Honest, good. All praise is due to Allah. And he baits. I don't even try to eat no more than three at a time.
Yeah,
how are you doing? I have 20.
Who ate 20?
I am.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that was all your Easter?
Yeah, I grow like it, too. So all praise is due to Allah for the water, for these dates. It man-made water, we would all be in trouble. So all praise is due to Allah.
That's what
they're
trying to do.
Yeah, they want to. But I don't drink the water from the faucet. We cook with our water. I make coffee with a bottle of water that we created. The bottle of water that we buy is what they say it is. All will be on trust. No matter what you take or buy, it was showing where the Caucasian people could put boats in pills. So capsaicin, you take the capsaicin, and once you take the capsaicin, it dissolves, and those nails come out of there in your stomach. What kind of people would do that? Huh? What kind of people would think of doing something like that? You know, you look at Mission Impossible. What they're showing you, that they can make evil seem fair. What they're doing is right and just because it's the United States or it's Russia. They can make and call it Mission Impossible. So all praise is due to Allah to bless us to see that in this day and time. It tastes good. Anybody want to say anything while I eat my date? Anybody? Everybody? Praise it be to Allah. You're keeping the show rolling. I talked to Brother Muhammad for Columbus. He said he don't get on no show. He don't pop date. One thing he do is pray and read. I know the prophet didn't do that. The prophets, they fall in war during this time of year. Because my sister's on step to the plate. I just don't know my leg. I'm Sister Garan.
Walaikum Assalam. Alhamdulillah. You know, I was just thinking, you know, saying, and I was saying to myself, I said, you know what we need, and that was, and this is one of the trick of Satan. What one of the things we need to start doing is, because I was just thinking about my childhood days, that they always, we always practice the Ten Commandments. And Ten Commandments is in the Holy Quran. Alhamdulillah. And just, you know, what the Ten Commandments in the Holy Quran, that's what you go by, alhamdulillah. But we always practice the Ten Commandments. And I said to myself, I think that's what we need to start back doing is practicing the Ten Commandments. That's God's law that was brought down by Moses, Prophet Moses, alhamdulillah.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Keep on, sister. You got it.
I'm finished. Alhamdulillah.
You got some more? Come on. What else, Teron? You got? Teron?
No, that's all I had wanted to say. That's all I want to say right now, except for that I really feel that Almighty God, Allah, have blessed us. We are being blessed. We have been blessed. Allah have blessed us. Allah have blessed us. And the main thing, he have blessed us. All we have to do is do right.
Mm-hmm. Well, you already bringing up about how they brought drugs in the community to tear the family down. Will you comment on that?
Well, you know what? I was talking to my brother the other day, and he said what happened was one of the things that happened was the Ku Klux Klan got in the airplane. This is how bold they was. Got in the airplane and threw out flyers saying that if you want to, he was saying something about all you have to do is put crack in the neighborhood, and they will kill themselves. If you want to kill the niggers, all you have to do is put crack in the neighborhood, and they would kill themselves. And that's what they did. That's what they put that crack in the neighborhood. That's the whole story of dealing with crack. And that's why I said we could get all our business back and all that, because they didn't even do it right. They didn't do it fair. They used crack. So it wasn't even a fair fight. It wasn't even a fair fight.
I agree.
And then they got the children. The thing about it, the main thing, they got the children. And like you said, we didn't do nothing about it.
Nope.
We didn't do nothing. But you know what I said to myself? We were so busy trying to keep our own children safe. Our own children. So alhamdulillah. So we survived, alhamdulillah.
Yep. We survived to warn others or to still warn our children and warn them where they can warn somebody. So they got to tell their story too. They have to tell their people know why they don't do this and why they don't do that. You have to tell this story. You have to see weak people need strong people to tell them how bad it is, how wrong it is. So that's how they stop that. Go ahead, sir.
No, go ahead. You go ahead. Go ahead. No, you go ahead. My apology. I got this out to hold it.
Yes, ma'am, you've been saying something. I apologize, and I cut you off. I apologize. I want to hear what you got to say.
I'm going to tell you the truth. I forgot, but it'll come back.
Yeah, that can't happen. Okay, that happened to me, too. But anyway, we have the opportunity, and now so many people have died from that ordeal with the drug. Now people begin to how many people they've been lost because of that. I know a whole crew of people have died because of drugs. Two of my sons died. One died because of drugs.
This is what I want to say, brother. Akbar. I know you said, because I know you wouldn't mind me cutting you off, because you know I forget again. But this is what I wanted to say was one thing that we have to do. One thing we have to do. We have to start teaching our children. Business. Yeah, we have to start teaching them. That's one thing we have to do.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. You got to do that. You got to put them in school to teach them business. You know, one time in federal prison, they were teaching guys how to be dentists, how to make those plates for the teeth. How to be carpenters and mechanics. They were teaching all that in the federal prison. They were teaching that in high school. Yes, ma'am.
See, what it is that they was getting educated, and they were making progress. And then it's what it is that. They don't want you to rise, and I can understand why they don't mind any other race seem like rising, you know, above you. And that's one thing that I have felt. that, and I don't understand that. I don't understand why. You know, what is the why? Because that's what I one time I was when I was a child, and this Caucasian threw up the black boot. You know, I didn't know nothing about racism. I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
He threw up the black boot. And when he threw up the black boot, it didn't dawn on me that when he threw up that black boot, he was talking about me, that I was black. And then I said to myself, I said, dang, why do they hate us so much? And we have done nothing but serve them. I said, why do they hate us so much? I couldn't understand it. And then I found out that they were Jewish. They were Jews. It's almost like could it be like a payback thing or something like that? Or they're afraid that Pharaoh will rise again? That is something to know that you are a descendant. Basically, you might be a descendant of Pharaoh.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But you know one thing you know your history. And I said to myself, I bet you one thing, if we go into Africa and go, you know, just travel down, especially around about the south part of Africa, around up in there, I bet somebody will look at us and tell us what tribe we came from. They're going to say, oh, I know you. Oh, you know, they could tell because they used to tell the tribe by their features and their built, you know, like that.
Well, I'm white, bro.
That's
right. What's up?
And this is what I want to say. And the first thing that I said that I really want to get serious is dealing with my grandchildren and then spread out to other children too. And I think the first thing we have to start doing is start keeping records. That's the key to the thing right there is records. We got to practice, start keeping records. And that's true.
Right. That's right. And like you said, if you're not advertising, you ain't going to have no business. That to me, that's one thing
this is what I want to say. Look, Akbar, this is what I want to say right. This is what I want to say right now is that what I was going to say is that what we need to stop doing is basically is start, like you said, whipping the people. Tell them, you ain't got this, you ain't got that, we ain't got this, we ain't never did nothing like that. I said, we need to start telling them how to build an environment for the betterment of all mankind. Tell them what you could do to better yourself. That's the main thing. Educate the people. Now you're educating them. Alhamdulillah. That's what I want to say. That's what we need to start doing. Alhamdulillah. And still you do dawah, and then you never give it up because everybody ain't heard of it.
That's right. Yeah, but when the world gets saved and get better on me, the dawah have been done. What have been need to be done.
And what it is that they haven't heard it like that. You know, they might have heard mm-hmm. something, but they haven't heard it like that where, wow, yeah, you're right, you know, because that's the alhamdulillah. And then I said to myself, how do we, and look, I just said, how do we really know, basically, I still say the same thing. I said, now I see that they come out, no, we, I was just saying that you could say that, I said, when they say you are God's people, I say, yeah, we're God's people because I think God's the only one to know how we got here. Because one day I listened to the YouTube and I heard, like I said, I heard all different kinds of Jews talking about they had something to do with it. The South Africans said they had something to do with it. And then the Moors and the Italian. And then I said, dang, I said, who, I don't know who to believe. And then if their parents was alive for the beginning, talking about Christopher Columbus brought us over here to America, I said, how you know in 400 years, all this, they ain't got the truth. There was a lie somewhere. I know my granddad said things happened so that he said that they didn't even want to. It's unspeakable.
That's
too.
So I said, we God's people, because only God knows now, because they don't even know their own self.
No, they don't know. But they respect us. They know we got something.
Believe me.
They know we got something.
But Akbar, let me tell you one thing. But the things where we should be pushing out to our children, yeah, there's nothing wrong with that part. But let them know all the things that we have discovered, invented, and made it multiply. And those
that's
things
right.
They need to know too. That's the one thing that I would say. That is what they need to know. Because I said, they're always talking about this and that. I said, why do they keep talking about that? Why do they talk about the stuff that we invented? After all this happened, we invented this. We discovered that. Who sent who to the moon? If it wasn't for that number, that's what I'm talking about. That's what you should be letting know. And they were teaching that in school. And what happened was, because I said, my children came and told me about the stoplight, the ironing board, and all this. And I said, dang. I said, and then they were getting masked on their computer. So they had to stop education. Education is power. Unity and education is power. If you don't have no education, you don't know which way to go. And you're only going to go so far because you don't know you're too afraid because you don't know that area. So I'm just saying that's what we need to do is just, you know, teach them, you know, like the brother asked a good question. He said, how can we not let this happen again? He was told me the words, how can we let this not happen again and basically accomplish where we were at before?
Mm-hmm.
Because we had our own community. And that's the thing. The trick was they were trying to think about them all. If you ain't living with the Caucasians or you ain't or this and that with them, then you ain't nothing. But no, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that any intelligent person want to be around their own race. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Like it was something wrong for us to be around each other, want to live with each other, have your own neighborhood and community. Ain't nothing wrong with that. That's life.
That is life. Yeah, nothing wrong with it. They done made it hard for us to think like that, working with each other. And what they really don't want to see us happy. I think that'd be a happy moment in our life, that we're working with each other, that we respect each other, that we are being kind for once in our life with each other. I've seen a good neighborhood. How good people spoke and they said, good morning, how you doing, neighbor? I grew up in a community like that. Everybody look at me. I grew up in a neighborhood like that. So praises be to Allah, they going to come back. They will come back. So, all praise be to Allah. Is the chicken laying a lot of eggs now?
No, that's like hedge. Move all the chicken.
I'm learning about chicken. Think about giving me some chicken, Daddy. You hear me, Daya?
What's his name?
I'm thinking about getting me some chickens.
You what now?
I'm thinking about getting me some chickens.
What?
You going to help me with them?
I'm
going
to buy
new
chickens.
I teach you. So whom are they saying, why they ain't been seen out like man or king? We thank Allah for this blessed moment of Ramadan. This blessed. And we getting ready shortly for the night of power. The night of power is worth 1,000 months. 1,000 years. I thought I said months. I thought I said 1,000 years. I had that wrong. Okay, well, I'm afraid to beat y'all out. So we're going to keep working, trying to get rid of this image. We're going to keep reminding our people that we are doing ourselves a disservice as long as we get up every day and go spend our money with people that have no intention of treating us right, because they've been tricked. They've been put into a lie, put on a lie. God came in their image. God chose them above all other people of the world. A lie. So we here tonight to straighten out the lies, bring the truth back so we can all benefit from the truth. We can't benefit from the lies. We can benefit from the truth only. The lies will never benefit us. So I thank Allah. So let me read something from this great book called Al-Quran. We got a few more minutes left. We're going to work up to that. We're going to work here up to the hour. Beautiful read this night. Let's see, I'll read for something. Start off as Syria. Oh, yeah, this is it. The cave, Al-Qaeda. The cave. Allah said, Bismillah, like man of Rahim. This is Surah 8. It started in Ayat 1. And to Ayat 4. Humili Shaitan Radim, Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Praises be in the Bismillah Rahman Rahim, in the name of Allah, most precious, most merciful. Praises be to Allah, who has sent to his servant a book and has allowed therein no crookedness. He has made it straight and clean in order that you might warn the ungodly God, warn the godless of a terrible penalty from him, and that he may give glad tidings to the believer who work righteous deeds, that they shall have a goodly reward wherein they shall remain forever. Father, that he may warn those also who said, Allah has begotten a son. No knowledge had they, such thing nor had they father. It is a grievous thing that issue from their mouth as to say what they say is nothing but falsehood. Surely Allah has spoke the truth on Israel that said he had a son. Allah said that is nothing but falsehood. And that's a grievous penalty that they incur on themselves. So we know that people think that they can do wrong and gonna be them. They're never going to benefit from lies. Lies, wrong things, weak ideas, they never benefit anybody. And God said, don't you stay away from them. Stay away from Satan. Because Satan is an open enemy. He's not his. He not only is in these liquor stores, crack dens, crack houses. He's in these bars and taverns. Satan is working. Not him. He's working at some police station, mistreating the citizens of that state and town. Yes, Satan is working. But we too are working, and we are working to eliminate Satan and his handiwork. With the help of our Almighty God, Allah, we will be successful in defeating the scheme of Satan. We're going to be successful. We cannot stop it. So we're working here, calling people back to one God, one Creator, who lives and never dies. He was never a baby and never had a baby. He is the Creator of those who have babies. He created those to have babies to keep the earth populated. So, praise be to Allah. In 5 minutes, I know we're going to be getting out of here in about 5 minutes. It's 8:53, probably 7:53 there in Baton Rouge. So we want to thank the Creator for giving us another opportunity to come on this show and talk about the oneness of God, how people have got away from the oneness of this creation. Someone else? It's up in, I put it up on the first hill. Well, it's there. Put it on the second chair.
You need to grow up.
Yeah. Praise be to Allah for this Talk Talk Radio station. It's just right here. Put it right
there. That's weird. I'd wear. See there? All the way up on the third shelf. I might even reach it.
Look. How can I? So I'm afraid that we got a few more minutes left. We're going to thank Allah for blessing us to be Muslims, to live in this great country called America. We was out today sharing that information with the people, and they loved it. I mean, most of them anyway, because we know two people don't want no truth. That's the devil and the one that devil. And what I mean, when a person gets you that, what you are, what God has blessed you to be, then that person that introduced you to inferiority. And inferiority will cause you to speak, to hesitate on everything that's going to help you move out. Everything that was inside of you that is good for the world to be made straight, Satan going to use that weapon to keep you down. Keep you down. Satan's going to be there. So all praise is due to Allah of all worlds. Allah is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Alone do we worship him. By his permission that he have given us. He have given us to permission to worship him in spirit and truth. To love God is to love his creation. We are all of his creation. Praises be to the one creator of the heaven and the earth. The one who gives life, and give death. Death means bringing you in. That your time that you were given on earth has expired. And now you must come in. So whatever you have done in this world, it will determine what God put you at in the next world. And we want to be put into the best place. We want to go into heaven. We want to see the best in this life, and we want the best and better in the next, and Allah promise of that. So we thank everyone for coming on tonight and joining us there on this Brock Talk radio station. Call people back to the oneness of the creation, of the Creator, that have trusted us, give the opportunity to live on this earth. We thank Allah for this. Thank Allah for making us a movement in. Thank Him for giving us a brain and a heart and eyes and legs and all. We thank Allah for all of it more. We know Allah has trusted us here in this creation to see which one worthy of the great prize that He chooses to give us for living a good life here in this world. This world is perfect. And it's got to realize, turn around. Greed has took over this world. It's greedy. It's low down, greedy. And we must get this greed out of the world. We had to bring some people with understand our health decision. Food is not healthy. Then the food, and we know that the food is not healthy, then we're eating the bad food, and it's going to make us feel bad. So praise it be to Allah. We're going to get ready to close with a prayer. We're going to close with our Fatiha. No, we're going to close with a prayer. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. O Allah, Lord is His most perfect call. Of His credit we offer. Please bestow on Muhammad many greatness. Please elevate Muhammad to the most exalted place of that promise. And I never break that promise. Amen. Thank you. We hope to see you again Saturday. May Allah bless us all. The blessings of the greet you in the seed of Ramadan, Mubarak, and Ice of Long America, which all means something means God keeps me on you.
Thank you.